John Smith about this.
John Smith, versus.
Dialing.
Hello, John Smith.
This is episode 7. I'll be back in a minute. Crisis, take over.
All right. Episode 7 of DTMF Radio. This is going to be about me and A1G Aero being owned on the similar forms on many different occasions. Right now, A1G Aero, he's not listening to me right now. He's helping his grandmother play a DVD. So let's not laugh at him silently because he doesn't know what's going on. All right. Done laughing. All right. Now on with the... Okay. I'm going to first talk about Fedora Core 2, how it pisses me off, and it's got total cost because it's a great distro, except there's no MP3 support. I worried about that a little in the last episode. But I got it on the problem, I talked about it. But now it comes to my knowledge also that they don't have CD burning support with MP3. So I can get I can't rip a CD into MP3, and I can't burn a CD with MP3. So, I'm going to try and get around that, but if any of you have any ideas, please help me. And I've had some SCSI drive problems or whatever with CD record from the command line. I couldn't detect some of my devices and so on and so forth, and I'm a noob, so help me. And no one's even... Is anyone actually listening to this? I don't believe so, because... yeah, no one ever emails us besides just some noob occasionally saying, I can't open an MP3, help me, and I'm retarded. Dead silence. Alright. A13, please come back. Alright. Well, on with the show. Okay. In the Binner forums, me and 813 Error have been owned on many occasions with us posting, no one replying, no one looking. We're pissed off. We're gonna get our revenge. And also, I believe A13 Error made the only post in the test thread to ever get closed. What he said is very controversial, if you think. He said that Linux, it is like heroin. It sucks that everyone is addicted. That was in his signature, but he started a thread saying new distro ? Heroin? And his topic is said, wah-ha-ha-ha, when a, something-something, and then his signature said that, and then Linda Quisner made a reply saying, wah-ha-ha-ha, closed Inquisitor. And I'm just surprised that, I don't know, yeah, we're going to all get banned or owned because we're such noobs. And then also, we have other posts just saying DTMF Radio Episode 6 ready for download, and we only get 34 views and no replies. Then for, like, the Hacknip episode 1 is out, 8 replies and 144 views. Now, I'm looking back here, trying to see how many we got for our first episode, and personally, I know Twirls listens, that's the Twirls, but I don't believe very many other people that listen. Is it because we suck? I don't know. Right, really. DTMF 3. Oh, we got one reply on this one, and episode 3.5, 40 views. So in the beginning, I think we actually had a little bit more.
By the way, I am back.
Oh, hi, 813.
What's up?
Did you help your grandmother out there?
Yeah, she's having DVD problems, so that's all solved. So, what have you gone over so far?
I talked about Fedora Core 2.
Alright.
And you can talk about whatever you want, and I was going on about how we get owned.
Oh, I guess I can go ahead and talk about this kid that owned me and Merc.
I was talking about how we're being owned on the forum.
Oh, well, then I'll just go ahead and get everyone confused and talk about something else.
Alright.
I'm getting out the log right now to see what the guy's name is. I was looking for a working mirror for the Unreal 2004 update. And this kid, Mocker, M-O-C-K-E-R, sends me this link. I didn't know where the mirror was from, but I was like, hey, he's been here before, maybe he's trustworthy. I guess from previous experience, I should learn otherwise in that channel. Anyway, I click it, and it doesn't tell me, like, file size. I thought that was kind of weird to start off. And then there's no resume, which is also odd. And the last thing that was weird is when it was done, I tried to view it, like, automatically. I don't know. I couldn't stop it. It was just like, would you like to view it? And I was like, no. So, if it wasn't for that Download Accelerator Plus, it probably just would have done it by itself. Anyway, this kid sent me this, like, 14 kilobyte file, which the actual update's 12 megs.
Wait, can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
Alright, as I might have said, for Hacksnip, they got 300 views and so on for their first episode. Well, DTMF Radio, on their first episode, we got 322 with 20 replies. Alright, keep going.
Okay. So we're just gonna, like, keep jumping topics every few minutes. Sounds good. Anyway, after getting this file downloaded, I wasn't about to run it. That'd just be retarded. I'd be asking for trouble. So I run the virus scanner on it, didn't find anything. So I tried to delete it. Apparently something else is trying to use it. So after restarting, trying to delete it, didn't work. So what I had to do was create a new admin account, go through there and delete it. But anyway, that was an attempted owning by Mocker. So thanks a lot, man. Glad to see you're trustworthy. And I'll be sure to download any link you give me. Sarcasm aside, did you go over the bland stuff yet?
Yeah, not really. You can go right in here. I did touch on it, but you can go on.
Oh, I was talking to Twirls one night, and
I think I was talking to you.
Yeah, out of nowhere I come up with this. Linux is like heroin, it sucks, but everyone uses it. And I was like, yeah, that's a pretty good signature. And he warned me then, like, you're going to get flamed for it. So I was like, oh well, people should calm down. So I put it up, and I leave it up, and the next day, 12 was like, your post got closed. And I'm like, that's in the test form. Nothing has ever gotten closed there. So anyway, I check, and Bland closed it. Nothing against Bland. I mean, I'm sure he got the joke and just closed it because I was done. I mean, the signature worked. There's nothing I had to test with it after that. But anyway, that's like Did you check and that's the only thread that's been closed ever?
That's the only thread that has ever been closed.
So,
oh, cool. Majestic is offering me at teltotakeover.com email board.
So, yeah, I've been the first person to get owned in the test forums. is that about the owning stuff we have? Can we, like, get into some actual stuff, or are we going to keep going?
I'll looking at something.
Oh, okay, well, that's probably going to be dead air, so I can get into this Microsoft, like, 30-second rant.
All right, yeah, rant about that real quick.
I got this Trillion newsfeed thing going, and it's for Slashdot, and I'm starting to like it. Right before we started recording the show, they had this Microsoft thing, and I was downloading the actual patch. So I just told Precious to look it up. He looked it up, and then I checked it when it was done downloading. And did they buy, or are they making antivirus software?
Well, I did read somewhere. I'm not sure where. I'm not positive on this. I might be wrong. But I did read somewhere that Microsoft bought an open source, which I think would be kind of hard. It might have just been a freeware. Because if it's something open source and everyone's contributing to it, I don't think there's a single person that they can pay. But I think it might have been a freeware from a company, a Linux antivirus. I'm not sure where I read this, so I could be totally pulling it out of my ass. I don't take it.
And this is the DCMS show. If we're wrong, just deal with it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, I think they bought a freeware antivirus scanner for Linux. And,
for Linux, or?
It was for Linux. It was like...
I believe it was for Windows.
For both, I think. They bought some antivirus.
Yeah.
And now I think they're probably using its engine or something. I'm not sure. But now they're coming out with their own antivirus. And I read the article on Slashdot.
Did you read the short article, or did you actually go to the longer, full version?
I read the short article.
Yeah, so did I.
And I think that covers it plenty.
Yeah, didn't they, wasn't this what the whole antitrust thing was about? Them trying to take over everything?
Yeah.
And what are they doing again? They're taking over everything.
Well, I think they originally tried to hide it, saying that there was some kind of press release a long time ago, I'm not really sure, that said that they were going to have an included antivirus scan in Longhorn. And now they're coming to say that we're going to make our totally own separate antivirus so anyone can use it, even if you're running, like, Windows 95. It's, like, something you can buy.
Okay, well, by the way, before I get flamed for not knowing about what the whole antitrust thing is, I was, like, 10 or something like that. That's before my intelligent time. So, yeah, if I just rant about something stupid about it, oh, well, I was too young for it.
Yeah, we're noobs.
Okay,
yeah. Well, back.
Huh?
Back on the subject.
Oh. What subject are we on now?
They're basically just making an antivirus.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And there's some, like, people, like, saying, how is it possible for them to keep an update antivirus if they can't even keep their OS up to date?
Yeah, I updated everything, like, last week, and I go checked it last night, and there's, like, 10 new things up. And most of them were security patches, so... Oh, well.
It's pretty funny. Like, I'll go to the Microsoft update page, and it's like, I'll try to update, and I'm like, oh, you must be running Windows update.
Yeah. I don't think you can, Windows update Fedora.
I was joking! Jesus Christ!
Anyway, noob. So, did you go ahead and talk about the burning issues?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
This
is kind of rough since I wasn't here, but...
Oh, God, I mean, it's like, they won't let you take MP3s and burn them. And, I don't know where the store is coming from this to, like, totally take MP3 support out. But it's not, like, I can recompile something and use it completely if it's that supports MP3. What they did was, is in the media player, they installed, like, a whole bunch of media players and installed a whole bunch of CD burner software, and in it,
none of them support MP3.
Well, you can make some support. What they did is in the MP3 support plugin that usually comes with it, they had their own special .rpm file that in that place that had like a filler. It's like some file, just a blank file. So when it goes to look for MP3, like, goes to that support for MP3, it doesn't find anything, it just goes, MP3 is not supported. It's
okay.
Like a placeholder.
That's different.
Why, yeah, different from what?
I mean, different as an odd.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, anyway, on Linux, Blackware 10.
Yeah. It's a new development release. I just popped on DistroWatch this morning for no apparent reason, and it's like, hey, Blackware 10's out. But, yeah, it's development, so it's nothing you should, like, run out and download unless you're, like, crashing a lot. I didn't really get a chance to look into it anymore. I might look into it. You know, I'm kind of lazy and not too interested in Linux anymore, so I probably won't, but Crash Test, that's your job for next show is, get a good review on Slack 10.
Me?
Yeah, I'm making this up right here. You have to do that.
Bullshit, man. God damn it. I just got my computer working on fucking Fedora like 2 weeks ago.
Well, now you get another challenge.
I'm a lazy motherfucker. I want to sit here and just buy my music and buy my movies and just enjoy myself.
You know what would work so much better?
What?
Windows.
No, but Windows is total fucking cock. I go into my, like, sister's room, and I, like, get on the computer, and she's running Windows, and it, like, crashes, like, within 5 fucking seconds, and I'm like, fuck Windows, and I, like, crush the keyboard, and I'm, like, in a rage. Yeah.
Oh, well. Another topic that we actually had that is relevant to something other than just rants, from overclockersclub.com. I think it was California, if you might want to check this link.
Yeah,
California, they're either suing or something with SBC. They now, or they're trying to
they have to sell their services separately.
DSL and phone service comes separately, so you don't get charged the extra $20 a month just to have a phone that you're not going to use, which is pretty cool. I don't know. Depends on how much.
Monopolies, man. America is a hotbed for monopolies.
Yeah. But it doesn't seem to be bothering people, so, oh well.
I mean, I don't even want to get into my Walmart rant.
Yeah, that's too many Walmart rants already. CRFA. Okay.
Yeah.
The last thing that I actually found was this morning I went to check the DTMF, at Yahoo, which of course is always empty. Yahoo changed between either yesterday, I didn't check it.
Yeah, they upgraded to 100 megabits or whatever.
Megabytes, you mean?
Megabytes, megabytes,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have this new service where you pay to have their email. It's a whole lot more space, 100 megabytes and like 10 megabyte attachments. And it wouldn't be so bad if they didn't put it on every page I have to go to check my email. All right, it's on the front page, real big everywhere. And then I click mail. It's all over that page.
And then they emailed all.
Yeah, and then, well, the first time I checked it, I don't think it did the second time. I had to click through another window saying that I didn't want to pay for their stupid email service. I don't know why they got to spam the regular users. Who cares? If they wanted to use it, they would have clicked it on the front page.
Yeah.
Yahoo. Oh, man. They might as well just go ahead and call themselves AOL.
I think a lot of people are fearing the Google.
Why are people fearing the Google?
Because Gmail's coming out, man. It's off on a gig.
Yeah, well, everyone's obsessed with Gmail. Oh, my God, it's so leaked. Everyone has to get an invite for it, and people selling them on eBay and crap.
Yeah, I think it's overhyped. I mean, who the fuck is going to actually keep a fucking gig of email text? I mean, I can see if your email, like, present, like, PowerPoint and...
Yeah, but you know what would be so much easier? FTP servers.
Yeah.
And those, you don't have to get an invite for them. I'm sure that anyone can go find some FTP server they could use for little or no cost, and they don't have to wait around for 70 years to get their gig and find out that they're actually just spying on what you're doing the whole time.
Yeah. Well, there's a site called SpyMac, and I signed up for an email account there that I never used. They offer, like, a gig, and they don't read your email or whatever.
They say they don't anyway. Oh, well, that's all I have to talk about. I don't really know what else to go over.
Yeah, well,
Yep. If you want to go ahead and just end it right here, it's only been like 17 minutes.
How long?
17 minutes.
Yeah, well, our shows are getting shorter and shorter.
Yeah.
And our listeners are getting fewer and fewer.
Oh, well, while I'm remembering, for some apparent reason, I updated the archive page since we had, like, mirrors up for some reason this whole time. I mean, TechTalk.com, shout to them, they mirrored us, like, from the start. And also switched to zero. It's at the bottom of the page.
Yeah.
The yellow one with the flower-looking thing.
Yeah, they're mirroring us, too.
Yeah, switchzero.com, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to them for mirroring the show that no one listens to. I'm sure they're getting so much traffic.
Well, I mean, I uploaded F1 there. Did you read the emails that I got?
I believe you read the emails to me. I don't know. I was wondering.
I know that I uploaded, like, F1 there. I don't know if I got an FTP account there. I uploaded some shit there. And I never really went through with it because I think that Hacker Media can handle the massive bandwidth that DTMS is consuming because we have so many
people. I don't know. See, now, you go ahead and let the listeners, the only person who might actually know about this is Kizzle and Twirls. We talk to them a lot.
Yeah, I think they're
okay.
The only...
Crash Dust, man, you're kicking out this whole FTP server with crap.
No, I'm not.
If anyone wants evidence, just go look around /bin/crap/show material.
Don't make fun of my crap.
What else? How many other directories do you have? Oh, it's insane.
It's show material, man.
This guy, he loves just taking up space. At one point, we had, 500 megs.
Well, right? I had Freedom Downtime up there.
Yeah, 500 megs for our show. Our show took up, 20 megs,
yeah.
I believe, at the time. And Kizzle said everyone else was under 50, and we're up to 400. I deleted that stuff, most of it.
Yeah. I think Kizzle... Well, I asked Kizzle in the beginning, and he said it was okay, because we're the only show he was posting. And he said that he deleted it if he ever needed it. So, yeah, man, I jumped on that bandwagon and started uploading.
Yep. Oh, well. I guess that's it. We managed to fill another 2 minutes, so...
No, this is not it. We cannot end this show.
We have to end this show.
No, I got plenty of shit.
We're going to lose that last listener, okay? G-Virus, we don't want you to leave, man.
And Twirls. I got Twirls, G-Virus.
Twirls, and apparently the guy's a gamer listened last time.
Well, if you're listening, shoot an email, at least, or, like, make a post somewhere, because...
Yeah, okay, how about this? The first person to respond gets a cookie.
No, I don't, no.
See, now there's going to be a whole joke of by viewing this page, you must accept cookies, but oh well. Yeah, we have no idea how many listeners we have.
I mean, we've got an IP log, but listen to stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty much me just refreshing the page so we look like we have someone listening. I believe there's...
I mean, we might have a shitload of listeners, and we might be surprised.
Yeah. If so, just drop us a line.
I don't know.
Because...
I have another topic to talk about.
Go for it. Fill time.
I don't know if I talked about this already, but... I'm having trouble with my fucking floppy drive. Alright. Fedora Core 2. Alright, so the floppy formatter is the key thing, and I'm like, click on it. It's like, warning, formatting your floppy disk. Or delete all data. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I want to format it. And then, like, it's just there, nothing happens. Yeah. Same for create a boot disk. I click on the little redhead icon to create a boot disk, and it says warning, blah, 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 and I do it, and nothing happens. It's just this thing. And then, like, I'll put a floppy disk in, and it'll read stuff that's on it, and I can copy it and, like, move it around, but if I want to write something to it, it won't let me. And yes, I've logged in as a root and tried it, and it still won't let me. So, yeah, I've had people make problems on the news, so, yeah.
It will work just fine in Windows.
Yeah, well, Windows sucks.
Oh, well. While we're on Linux, I guess I can go ahead and tell everyone why I hate it. I actually found the drivers, well, the supposed drivers for my modem, and also for my audio, like my onboard audio, the Enforce 2, and I think either they came packaged with the video drivers, or I also downloaded those. Anyway, I was trying to set these up, and I followed the little README or whatever it is, that tells you what to do to get it to work if you're new. Well, it was some kernel patch or something like that, and it wouldn't work. It kept giving me errors. Like, every time I even, like, opened the terminal is like, no, you don't know what you're doing, just go ahead and quit. So none of that worked. And also that same day, I downloaded the 2.6.6 kernel. Yeah, that was corrupted. That was 30
yeah, I'm not even going to attempt to update my kernel.
Yeah, so I don't have to bother with anything in Windows, so I'm just happy.
Yeah, well, that's because you're a blind user. You can follow the trend.
Listen, I've been using XP, my copy that I went out and I spent my $150, hundred and something dollars on for, two, 3 weeks now since I got back from vacation. I've had one problem.
Hey, I got a phone topic because this is DTMF Radio.
Yeah, okay, phone topics. Woo.
First phone topic.
No, second phone topic.
Second phone topic with the title DTMF Radio. I actually got an email. This is not a topic, this is a side topic. I actually got an email from some guy named Joel saying that he doesn't know what DTMF is and that he couldn't open our show because I guess he's just new and...
Hey, you're dissing our only listener, okay?
I might actually help him out. I might be like, listen, man, download a media player or something.
Yeah.
And I might actually try and help him out because, hey, a listener is a listener.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But, yeah, DTMF, if you're meeting the show... DTMF is a retarded show by two noobs.
But what does DTMF stand for? It's a show multi-frequency.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a show about phones, but apparently it's a show about a kid that can't use Linux and a gamer.
Yeah, well, no. But no, what does DTMF stand for? It's like dual-tone multi-frequency, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, all right. It's like
when
you don't have any pressure buttons.
Pick up a phone and you press one, you're hearing DTMF.
Interesting. Okay, so I got a phone topic.
Anyway, yeah.
I read this in the forums. I think, Spaz said it, to reprogram Verizon cell phones. I went looking up, and there's not a lot on it. Verizon cell phones, if you dial *228 and press send, it's over-the-air programming, and I'm doing it right now, and I'll let hear that?
No, that's just silence, so you might have to go ahead and stop.
Did you hear that?
None of that's picking up.
You didn't hear any of
that? That was just silence.
Alright. Hang on.
Oh, jeez. This is just going to be dead air.
No, it's not, man. It's just fucking awesome. *228, and it says searching activation, and then it goes, programming in progress. Over the air program. This
call is airtime free. Yeah, that was just barely above... the silence level, if, it's saying something, press 1 to program your phone, press 2 to something.
Yeah,
none of that's picking up. I can hear it, but it's not showing up.
And there's some really shitty hold music, hang on. You hearing that? It's like updating your PRL, it says PRL download okay, and then it goes to all this other crap. And I think it's just updating something in the your firmware. I don't know. But after it does all that, it restarts the phone. And it says something it makes it so it's first cell tower it tries to contact is the closest one, and so on.
So is that it going to Windows Update to fix the security hole?
What?
Something.
Oh. Anyway. And it downloads this stuff, and it's freaking cool, so everyone go do that. If you have a Verizon cell phone, Oh, it just congratulated me. It's it's a cool little phone.
Congratulations for wasting your money on a Verizon phone.
It said, MVN download okay, programming successful. And I'm yay! And I stop and says, please wait, phone will restart. And it restarts and then you don't really tell any difference. I mean, after I did it, honestly, I got an extra bar of reception.
Wow. I usually
have 2 bars, and now I got 3. I'm big
fan. Wow. There's a cell tower about half a mile from my house, and if I was standing on my roof, it would give me 1 bar out of 4.
Yeah, that's because cell towers are dead.
Yeah, cell phones, that newfangled crap, no.
I stick with my old trusty wire phone right here. That's what I record on.
Wire phone?
It's just the best quality of a wire.
All right, and on that note, I guess we can end this.
We'll end this now. I'll to end.
G-Virus twirls. Both of you guys can go ahead and stop listening. The show's over.
No, I got shouts, man.
Oh, jeez. Okay, come on.
All right. Shouts to Majestic, because he's going to give me an outtelcotakeover.com email forward. Yeah.
He'll never hear this.
What?
He'll never hear this.
Yeah, well, he's too weak to listen. I don't even know why he's talking to me. He must think I'm cool for some reason, but I'm a noob. I don't...
Anyway,
Stop to you, man, because, like, without you, this show wouldn't exist.
Yeah, I'm going to fire crash, though. Next up, we're going to have a new cause.
No, we need a guest, man. We need a guest. We haven't had a guest forever.
Yeah, I think you're right. Anyway.
Maybe Nero. Try to get Nero on here.
Yeah, Nero, man, every time he wants to be on the show, either I disappear or he disappears.
Oh,
you're always gone. I don't know what your deal is. We can do a show without you. It don't matter.
Fuck you, man. We better try not do a show without me.
We already did a show without you.
Bullshit. No, you didn't.
Anyway, I guess this is it. So, later.
Oh, the closing music?
Oh, jeez. What's the closing music?
It's by Turbo Negro, and it's a kick-ass song. You might recognize it.
Is that the track name?
No, that's the band. Turbo Negro is the band.
No. Okay, yeah. You're just confused.
I know my shit, all right?
Apparently not, so we're out of here. Bye.
I swear to God.
I'm stopping now.